You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The big kahuna, the ne plus ultra, the king of the hill, top of the heap, in other words, Texas, depending on how you count it. When it comes to presidential politics, and Super Tuesday in particular, the Lone Star State has the largest delegate count after California. So how big of a prize could it be for Democrats? Well, Abby Livingston has been running the numbers at the Washington Bureau for the Texas Tribune, where she's bureau chief. Abby, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy day to speak with us on The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So a presidential candidate could win the most votes in the state, but not necessarily the most delegates. Could you explain how that works, actually?
So candidates will campaign in the state, and a Democratic operative, national one, who doesn't live in Texas, was the one who pointed this out to me. We could be watching cable news that night, and it'll say, candidate X won Texas. Mm-hmm. And you're going to sit there and think, oh, they got all these delegates. That's not the case. That meant they got the most votes. But what's going to happen is the votes will be divided up by state Senate district, and there are 31 of them in the state. And the delegates within those districts vary based on how Democratic that district voted in the 2018 primary. And to even be eligible to win delegates in that contest, you will need to get at least a 15% threshold. So you can't really walk away with 10% of the delegates. There will be another phase of that statewide. Again, you got to get 15%. And so it's a very complex thing. I am still trying to master this. If we have a brokered convention next summer, my brain will explode.
Yeah. But just to be clear, if my civics classes, my recollection of civics is correct, these were the rules that the Democrats themselves came up with, right? I mean, it's not Republicans trying to rig things on the Democratic side.
Not at all. This is done by elected Democratic officials, like within the party, not necessarily office holders. And so this is how they wanted it. It's going to be complex, but it's going to be a very fascinating thing to watch.
All right. But Texas, behind California, has the largest delegate count on Super Tuesday, which, of course, raises the question. You know, most folks, I think, presume they know where California is headed. It's largely certainly a big state for Democrats right now. How big of a prize is Texas for Democratic presidential candidates in the primaries and for that matter beyond?
So it's 228 delegates, and I don't have the numbers from the other states in front of me, but I mean, this is daunting compared to what Iowa and New Hampshire are going to deliver to a candidate. But what's different is, as we all know, Iowa, New Hampshire, those states, they give a candidate, if they do well there, jet fuel within the media, free media coverage, momentum. And so when I looked at the calendar, you know, I will confess to a bias, I care about Texas. And my blood ran cold when I realized that the South Carolina primary is on the Saturday before the Texas primary. And I just had this concern that presidential candidates would look up and go, oh, on that Saturday, we've got Texas 3 days from now. That has not appeared to be the case. Texas will be relevant in this one. It appears candidates are coming in. And so it's going to be a really fascinating thing to watch as they balance all of these priorities in all of these other states.
Yeah, in fact, we've been talking about how New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg did a little bus tour in Texas over the weekend. Pete Buttigieg making stops in Texas last week. What about Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders? Are they just looking to national name recognition, or are they going to try to put down some stakes here and try to claim the top prize for the Democrats here in Texas?
They're not ignoring Texas. Now, I'll be clear, these trips are usually paired with Texas's conventional role in the Democratic primary, which is fundraising. So they'll hit up fundraisers and then go do public events. But Joe Biden has a very well-regarded state director in Dallas. Elizabeth Warren, bar none, has the most biggest operation. I don't quite have a sense on Bloomberg's, but for months, Elizabeth Warren has been hiring staff and building up her campaign. So I think it'll be a daunting effort, but Joe Biden's name ID is going to be formidable, and I anticipate.
Abby Livingston is Washington Bureau Chief for the Texas Tribune. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Abby, great to talk with you again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.